Sometimes you read a story when you're younger and then you kind of think about it a little bit and you wonder, did they really tell me the whole story when I was a kid? So if you ask any child, how old was Rivka when she met Eliezer at the well, we'll all be told the same thing. She was 3 years old. Why? Because that's the message that we've heard as a child over and over and over again. Similarly, if you ask a person how old Yitzhak was at Akedas Yitzhak, they'll probably tell you, he was probably 37 years old. That seems to be what is indicated by Rashi, quoting the Medrash, based on the idea that Sarah dies immediately afterwards, and therefore he's 37 years old. Why is it that Yitzhak has to be 37, and why is it that Rivka has to be 3 years old? It seems very, very hard to imagine that a three-year-old girl had the ability to do what Rivka does, get so much water from the well over and over again to give 10 camels who could drink gallons and gallons of water. It just seems very, very hard to imagine. I'll share with you a beautiful idea I heard years ago, which suggests the following. The Medrash is actually trying to teach us a very valuable lesson about chesed and about mesiras nefesh. You see, there's a good chance that Rivka was a little bit older. There also is a chance that Yitzhak was a lot younger. But mesiras nefesh sounds so much more impressive if that's the goal. If you want to teach us the lesson that a Jew has to be willing to give it all up for God, the lesson sounds so much more powerful when you're talking about a full-grown adult. Does a child really understand what it means to give up his life? Probably not. And therefore, by telling us that he's 37, we're shown such a powerful lesson about how important one has to be in giving up their soul to God. But on the other hand, when it comes to chesed, so chesed is very interesting. You see, if you ask a 15-year-old to do a chesed, and you wonder, did they really do it for the right reasons? Or perhaps there's an ulterior motive. Maybe the reason why they did all this was they were hoping to get something in return. Kind of makes a little bit of sense. But when you ask a child, a three-year-old, to do something, generally what you see is what you get. They're doing it from a good place, with a big heart. Perhaps what the Medrash is trying to teach us is, when it comes to chesed, we want to show that Rivka had no ulterior motives. She didn't look and see, there's 10 camels laden with treasure. Maybe if I help the guy out, there's something in it for me. By painting her as a child, what we're ultimately doing is we're creating an image of something very, very powerful. It's absolute goodness.